Our salute to Jersey Shore continues. Now, we've heard from Ron and Sam, so let's talk to the guy who keeps... Or, sorry, I should say he tries to keep JWoww in line. Roger's on the line with us right now. Hey, Roger.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Now, was that an accurate description, would you say?
It's pretty accurate, yeah. A guy that definitely tries. I don't always succeed, but I do my best.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about that, though, because obviously she's got such a strong personality. Is that what's appealing about her? Tell me, what was the attraction to Jenny in the first place?
Definitely appealing. You know, I need that strong-minded girl, but, you know, she's kind of the yin to my yang. I mean, I think that we offset each other well, you know, which, you know, makes for a tumultuous relationship at times, because neither one of us want to give in, and, you know, we definitely butt heads, and it, you know, it leads to fight sometimes, but it's also what draws us together, because Jenny, you know, she couldn't be with a pushover, nor could I, you know what I mean? We need that. We need that strong-minded individuality, you know?
Now, let's backtrack a little bit, though. Did you know Jenny before the show? Like, how did you two meet?
We knew each other just through, you know, social media sites. That's it. We didn't actually know each other until we met on the show. You know, you guys saw it all unfold live.
So that's got to be interesting, then, because... essentially, the entire course of your relationship has played out in front of the cameras. And now, even with Jersey Shore ending, you don't even get that break, because now I guess there's that other season of Snooki and JWoww. So what's that like, having your entire relationship play out in public like that?
It's definitely... You have to know what you're in for. I mean, very early on, you know, Gianni's experienced the same thing. Very early on in your dating, you have to realize, you know, you're going to give up a big portion of your life. Because that's what they do, you know. They made that choice a long time ago, so if you want to date them and you want to be with them, you have to realize that that comes with it. It's part of it. And, you know, I accepted it. Would it be my choice? Probably not, but I don't, you know, I want to be with Jenny, obviously, and I want to continue our relationship and move it to the next level. So it is what it is, you know. I mean, it's you accept it or you don't. And we're 2.5 years into our relationship now, so... You know, where am I going? As Ronnie says, where am I going? You know?
Are you ready for the whole fame thing to be over, though? I mean, is it enough already?
Yes and no. Everything has pros and cons. You know what I mean? Everything in life has pros and cons. Are there certain pros to it? Are there certain perks to being famous? I mean, I always am known as JWoww's boyfriend. You know, when we were out and about, most people don't know my name, but they know I'm JWoww's boyfriend. I'm a big flag flying over Jenny's head because I'm 6'3", and they're like, oh my God, it's JWoww's boyfriend. Oh, there's Jenny, and they go right to Jenny, you know what I mean? So am I ready for it to be over? I think you need to, you know, I want Jenny, obviously, to stay in it as long as she's comfortable with it and capitalize on it, of course, while it's here, you know, because it's, in that reality world, it's here today, gone tomorrow. So, you know, am I ready for it to be over? I'm ready for it to be over when it ends naturally, I guess, you know?
Now, you mentioned that reality world, and it could be over, but it's always still going to be on tape, though, right? It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on the MTV website. Cameras make people do weird things. Now, any regrets? Any cringing moments? Like, do you guys watch the show?
It would add a certain amount of pressure.
Yeah, so do you watch the show together? Do you just sit there and go, oh my God, I can't believe that? Any regrets from being on the show?
You know, I've thought about that a lot. I think the scariest thing for me about everything being captured forever on film is one day Jenny and I having kids and them seeing it and being like, oh, well, you know, look what you did. You know, you and Mom used to fight and you used to argue and, you know, you're telling me not to do this and not to do that. So that's the scary part about it. But, you know, it is what it is. Regrets? I mean, yeah, everybody has some regrets, but it's our story. It's the way it worked out. It's the way it happened. I mean, obviously, the fight Jenny and I had and the push heard around the world, in hindsight, watching that, of course you have regret, of course. But, you know, we worked through it. It's our story. It's the way it happened, and you can't hide it, you know. It's all caught to the cameras. But, you know, being in the moment, being there when that fight is going on is so hard to describe. Where your head is at, and you know, and all the emotion, and that isn't captured on camera. You know what I mean? You can see what happens, but you can't capture where somebody's head is at, and you know that's the part that escapes the camera, and people don't understand that. You know,
she would beat your ass in a fight, though, right? I mean, let's just
she would give me a run for my money for sure. Yeah.
So
today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Thank you.
Jeremy Bradley here back. Our salute to Jersey Shore continues. We've got Roger, JWoww's fiance, on the line, talking about all of those cringeworthy moments when you watch the show. Says some comments about STDs with her dad being around, and some people were wondering if that was booze talking or is that just your personality?
That is absolutely 100% my personality, and her dad knows that, obviously. You know, I think for the camera and for the show, that was the first interaction everybody had seen with her dad and I, but he's well aware of my personality, well aware of my sense of humor, and that's nothing out of character for me to say. So, you know, I have no filter. I say what I feel. I shoot from the hip. I try to, you know, always come from a humorous angle, but for some people, I'm a little over the top, a little too much, and people don't get it. But, you know, it took Jenny a long time, to be honest with you. When we first started dating, I would say things. She would not get it at all. She would actually get mad about some stuff, like, why would you say that? You know what I mean? But she gets me now. She knows that I don't mean any harm by it, and I'm really not trying to offend anybody. It's just kind of that shock value humor of mine, you know?
Right, so you do have your say, but now with a big wedding coming up, I don't envision her to be a big flowing white dress kind of bride, although I could be wrong. Are you going to have much say in the ceremony? Maybe the question is, what does she have planned for you?
I'm going to show up is what I'm going to do on that day. That's about the extent of it. She has it. I mean, you know, she's going to ask me along the way, do I like this, do I like that? But it's going to be essentially her day. I mean, she's got this huge vision of what it's going to be. And, you know, you want to make your girl happy on that day. Of any day, that's the day you want your girl to be happy. So, obviously, I'm going to let her run with it. If there's something I'm really opposed to, of course I'll interject and put my two cents in, you know, but we'll work out all that, all those details as they come, you know.
So for the record, though, she has invited you. You're allowed to be there.
I'm allowed to be there, believe it or not, yes.
Now, of course, with Snooki's baby, is Jenny, you know, bitten by the pregnancy bug at all? Any babies in your future? Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, I'm not getting any younger. I'm 37, you know, I do want kids. Jenny definitely wants kids, but we want to do it in the right order. You know, we're engaged now. We've been together 2.5 years. I think we're in a much better place in our relationship as far as, you know, stability and comfortability goes. And the next thing is, you know, getting married, and then obviously after that, children for sure, yes.
So will the wedding be televised? Will it be an MTV event like all these other celebrity couples? What's planned for that? Anything?
We're not sure yet. You know, there have been some talks of it, but I don't think anything's set in stone yet. So we'll see. But yeah, it's looking like that could be a definite possibility, yes.
All right, we'll be watching. So another spin-off from Jersey Shore then. So I guess we can't bite the hand that feeds us, right?
Exactly.
All right, Roger from MTV's Jersey Shore, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeremy. Pleasure.
Today's best music with Jeremy Brown.